Hello and welcome. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alterion, and this is the summer 2016 quarterly update audio presentation. This update comes on the heels of the recently concluded Summer Solstice celebration. The events this year introduced two different manners of gameplay, the Marathon and Point Defense. The Dractyl quest line seemed to end up being overshadowed by the Puzzlewood because of the length of time required to complete the quest there, and because it was easier to leave off and pick up in the Puzzlewood than the Dractyl quest, despite the fact that a lot more time was put into the Dractyl event. In any case, Dractyl is here to stay, and is now a permanent part of Alter Aeon lore. The planetoid will be revamped for normal gameplay and portal link to Alter Aeon soon. The two other areas implemented for the events, the Fortress of Sutton Vu and the Western Mangoth Forest, will also be permanent. I will soon resume working on my ranged weapons project. I already introduced the ammunition object type before the event. I intend on implementing ranged weapons in two phases. First, as an in-room option that you can use while no melee, and second, as an inter-room attack, allowing you to snipe mobs in different rooms within line of sight. I'm looking at bows, crossbows, slings, blowguns, and firearms, which would use arrows, bolts, bullets, darts, and cartridges as ammunition, respectively. Once this project is finished, I will begin working on newbie clan code. I am nearly finished with my Don Milano update, which, in addition to updating a bunch of strings from the ones I wrote 20 years ago, will transform the area into a proper auto-leveling instance. Kagome has finished everything in the Naginag North District, except for a couple of complicated quests, so I will finish those next. I then will be moving on to the Dun-Hur. Drak has built many high-level areas for the northeast part of the mainland that are trapped behind two linchpin areas which require my attention, the Rittermark and Ragonia. Once these are complete, we'll be able to open the whole Dun-Hur, which is about 14 areas as it stands. In the coding department, Drak and I are working on some thiefy skills. Drak is seeing about reorganizing the thief offensive skills and giving thieves more combat options, while my contributions to the thief class involve acid. After pushing those, we'll likely drop back to focusing on maintenance and infrastructure alongside Denton until we're ready for the big cleric update later this year. We've got some concepts to contribute to that update, including abilities introduced by the Dractyl event, such as petitioning incarnates and aspects. The recent tweaks to Favor are in preparation for this update. A few other things we're looking to take on are automated events, a hands command for seeing what's in your hands and tracking hand spells, and improving the control weather commands. Let's take a minute to talk about acid. The acid damage type has had a checkered past. Starting in fall of 1998, acid breath from dragons damaged equipment. There was no way to repair this damaged equipment, and so acid-breathing dragons became the most feared and hated mobs on the game. This was the case for about 4 years, and then the equipment damage via acid was rescinded. Other than a few weapons and acid-breathing mobs, the acid damage type hasn't been used much in the game. Nobody is really sure what it's for, or even what saving throws it uses, since it doesn't have its own. With the introduction of Gisco's Giblet Grenade, an acid damage spell, and other thief abilities we intend to implement, we're bringing acid into the fold with the other damage types. Acid will have a lingering ability that lowers hit point regeneration similar to poison, but it is thrown against saving normal instead of saving poison. Furthermore, acid differs from poison in that it hits much harder but wears off much more quickly and is easier to eliminate. Under the system I am currently developing, even the most acid-affected character can rid himself of the acid with a handful of Cure Light Wound spells. We had pondered restoring the ability to damage equipment via acid, because nowadays the warrior's reinforce enchant could be used to repair it, but the thought of Dark Lord's beautiful titanium armor being ruined by some random acid-spewing mob and having to spend thousands of gold to fix it makes me barf in my mouth a little bit. So we're definitely not doing that. Last, but certainly not least, Morpheus gave me a tour of the areas that he and his team are currently working on, labeled the continents of Geonosis? I don't know how to pronounce this. Well, whatever the case may be, they are intended to provide a lot of high-level experience, and he expressed hope that they would be completed in time for this year's Halloween Havoc. We'll have our next update before Halloween, so we'll go into more detail about that event in our fall update. Thus, our quarterly update comes to a close. We hope that you enjoy what remains of your summer, and invite your friends to play Alter Aeon, where every day is an adventure. Happy mudding, everyone!